Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome again once again today for a fabulous show and a great opportunity to teach you guys today. By the way, this show is about you. This is about those of you that want more freedom. You want more control. You want to work because you want to, not because you have to. And that you know that cash flow is the key to freedom and prosperity today. And if you don't know it, well then, guess what? That's it. Yeah, I'll tell you, like, I was really thinking about you guys the other day, and I was just kind of relaxing. I was sitting in a chair, basically a very nice lazy boy recliner at my chiropractor's office, and just kind of meditating a little bit. And really an image popped in my mind of you guys. I mean, those of you that are in a place where either one, you know, maybe you're entrepreneurs, maybe you're starting to really see some good traction in your business, or maybe you have seen traction, and you're like, I know that there's something more. I know that, you know, that, for example, maybe I'm leaking money when it comes to taxes. Maybe I'm paying too much in taxes, or I know that somehow I could probably pay off these debts better, but I'm not sure how. Or maybe I'm starting to save money, but what do I do with this? Like, do I put it back in my business? Do I invest it elsewhere? What do I do to start creating more freedom for myself so I don't have to keep working so hard? Or maybe you're somebody who doesn't even work in a business. Maybe you have a job. Maybe you're a doctor or something like that, where you're technically an employee. You make great money, but you're saying, okay, I've got these reserves. I got this money. I've been putting in this 401k or whatever, but what can I do that's better? Guys, if you're in that kind of situation, reach out to me. You know, call me or even just email me. You can actually go through my website, moneyripples.com, and do that. Or you can just shoot me an email directly, Chris, that's C-H-R-I-S, at moneyripples.com. And let's talk. Let's see what potential you have. Because the reason I'm doing this show is, one, because I love teaching, as I've mentioned before, but two, I mean, I really want to inspire hope in you guys. I want to create possibilities that maybe you wouldn't have done on your own, you know, maybe you haven't been doing on your own. The truth is, if you haven't been doing it, well, guess what? It's probably because you're like most people. You're part of the human club, which is often things don't get done unless somebody else gets involved in it. You know, sometimes that's a spouse. Other times it's somebody that's more like an accountability partner or someone else to help kind of, you know, really light that fire under you. And you know, that's the thing I really live for. The thing I really love is that when I get to work with you guys and talk to you, whether it be through this format or even one-to-one, you know, where we do it personally, it's fun. So anyways, just a reminder, you know, reach out to me if you've got questions. Not to mention, if you want shows mentioned out here too or different topics, shoot me an email anyways and say, Chris, I would love if you address this topic because this has been burning my mind and I haven't seen that show yet. So let me know. So today, you know, I've been thinking, there's so many show ideas that I have, right? And I've got this whole long list I've got right here. But one that popped out was actually because of the stock market the last week. I mean, we've seen the stock market just tank, you know? I mean, really, it's tanked. And you know, and I think it's a little bit excessive, you know, in the way that it tanked. And I'm not even saying that this is the beginning of a downturn yet. In fact, I think this is just more of a warning. This is like the warning shot across your bow, right? It's kind of like a wake-up call to say, hey, you've been kind of lazy, you've been kind of complacent, you've been kind of watching and not really taking action on anything, just seeing what's happening. And you might be in the place of like, okay, now the market just dropped like well over 5% in the last week. What do I do now? Just so you guys know, at least from a technical standpoint, when you look at the charts, you know, I look at a five-year chart of the S&P, it's right at what they refer to as a trend line, which is usually when there's a trend line, it's kind of like an upward motion, like it tends to bounce along the line, right? Kind of like a bouncy ball that you used to see when you did sing-along videos or whatever. You know, when it hits that line, usually it bounces back up. And so it's very likely that over this next week, you might see it recover a little bit. Now, if it keeps tanking more, well, then maybe we've got something that's changing here. It could be going sideways. It could be going down. One way or the other, the one thing we do know for certain is that at some point, markets go up and markets go down. Economies boom and economies go bust. You know, there's always a cycle, right? And we've been very, very blessed that we've had this really good economic cycle for the last, really, now almost a decade. By the way, you got to understand, like, a decade long of booming is pretty unheard of. And they're trying to, and there's the feds and the government, and they're all trying to do little things to see if they can manipulate it to make it last longer and stretch out and have less of the bipolar stuff in the markets. But the truth is that they have zero control. And also, the feds have never been able to call a recession yet. Every time a recession's hit, the feds never warned about it. You know, they weren't talking about those things. So we can't even trust that the feds really know what's going on. You know, or at least they won't publicly announce it because they know they can crash markets with whatever they say. And so, you know, the thing I want to talk about today is how do you prepare for that next downturn whenever that happens? For me personally, I don't know if, I mean, now we might say market downturn before an actual economic downturn, but I don't really foresee an economic downturn till at least, I would guess, likelihood is more likely closer to 2020. That's my guess. I think we still have another good year of a run, you know, where the economy can stay strong, but there might be something that'll come around the corner that'll shock us. Or maybe it won't shock us at all. You know, we'll see. But either way, I want to talk to you about what I've learned from different downturns. And, you know, especially because I've done it wrong, things I've learned to do it differently. Because here's the thing. Even if there's not a market downturn, it's very possible that you and your life could have your own personal downturn. For example, it's very possible if you work a job, you could get laid off when things are great in the economy. It's possible that, you know, certain things can happen in your business. If you're a business owner, there's things that can happen. There's life situations and circumstances. I mean, it's so common for me to see people that might be going through a divorce, or they might be going through health problems and all these kind of things, or problems with their kids, you know. All these things can actually interrupt and disturb the flow of money in your life. This is why it's really important to check those things. And so I want to talk about ways to prepare right now. And this is important even if you're maybe in that crisis right now. But before we hit a crisis, this is what's really crucial to know. So here's some things you can start doing. And by the way, I've actually been teaching about this at different formats in different places lately, and that's why it's on my mind. So the thing you got to do to position yourself for the next downturn is you got to position yourself like you're a bank, the same way that banks like to see you do. The reason why banks, you know, if you think about when you go for a loan, they're looking at a few things. They're looking at your credit report. They're looking at your credit score, you know, your payment history. They're looking at your cash reserves, and they're looking at your debt-to-income ratios. By the way, you'll realize that your credit score is kind of important, but it's not as important as people think. Because I've seen people with 800 credit scores get denied loans because either their debt-to-income ratios aren't good or their cash reserves aren't good. Because the banks know that crap happens, that life happens to you, and as a result, you've got to make sure you're prepared. You know, you got to make sure that they want to make sure that you're in a good position, that you're a good investment if they give you money. And so those are the kind of things I'm going to talk about too. So for the next downturn, let's talk about credit, your personal credit. I'm not just talking about FICO scores, although that's good, but personal credit as well. Like, do you have connections and relationships with people that says that if you were to say, hey, I have a great opportunity, you know, and I want to take advantage of it. You know, if that's the case, awesome. you want to do that. You know, you want to take advantage of that. Now, you want to have people that actually would say, yeah, I would be willing to give you money. Hey, you know what? I've seen that when you do things work out. I think you're a great investment. Yes, here you go. So it may not be a bank, although if you have great credit and the bank is willing to give you money, that's a great sign, especially when things aren't doing well. In fact, sometimes it's the best opportunity to leverage when things aren't going well. Let me give you a few examples of personal credit. I mean, one, you know, JFK, John F. Kennedy's father, he actually got, you know, right before the Great Depression, or even up through the Great Depression, you know, he was worth about $4 million. He was mainly a bootlegger. So he made money during the alcoholic prohibition where alcohol was banned, you know. But he saw opportunity in the 1930s when everything was crashing. He saw that real estate in New York was going on sale. And so he bought up a ton of real estate. So by the time he hit about 1937, things were starting to recover a little bit. The guy was worth about $100 million. Now also, during Y2K, you remember that time, when the dot-com bubble burst happened. Now, when that happened, a big opportunity that happened there was there was opportunity for buying up furniture, like office equipment and furniture. I mean, it would have been perfect opportunity for consignment businesses. And many people did really well buying up stuff for cheap because these tech companies were liquidating like crazy. They overhired, they kind of overexpanded to the point where they crashed, they went bankrupt, and they had to get rid of all their assets quickly. Imagine how good of an opportunity that would be if you had cash reserves to be able to buy that stuff and be able to do it yourself and then turn around and sell it for a huge profit. You know, we had a guy on the show recently. You remember we had Sam Denton on. You know, he talked about credit card collections, right? They're buying up credit card collections for dirt cheap, and they're still collecting on them, making a good return. You know, that's another option. During the last recession, we saw that people gobbled up real estate really well because, of course, real estate, for the first time in six recessions, real estate actually declined. By the way, if you're ever worried about real estate declining in the next recession, the odds are very small, very minimal that that will happen a second time in a row. Because if you look at the last six recessions, only once did real estate go down in value. It either stayed the same or went up in every recession. In fact, I even got a little graph or chart that shows that. And so you gotta really be looking for those opportunities. And so the way to do that is have personal credit. Yes, bank and credit scores are great, but also having credit with other people, be able to let them know that you're safe because you're not a gambler. You know, and this is a big thing I teach a lot of my clients is how we not become gamblers, how we have more of a Warren Buffett type of philosophy when we do investments, whether it be in real estate or notes or funds or anything else, oil and gas, you name it. Like there's, you know, or business even. Like you want to make sure that you have good credit in those areas. Second thing, now is I just mentioned this earlier, cash reserves. You need to make sure you're doing whatever you can while things are good to build up that fund for a rainy day. You know, like I said, like the goal is you definitely want to have at least a good 6 months of expenses, right? Now, on a side note, this is a bonus to go along with this second point. A bonus on this is control your expenses now. Get your expenses under control. Things might be great, but do what you can to be as profitable in your business or personal life or both as possible. Don't be overly spending just because things are good right now. Really look for ways to not necessarily be a minimalist. I'm not saying that because sometimes people take that too far and go into scarcity. But what I mean is really focus on controlling your expenses, watching it, tracking your money, making sure that you're not, you know, wasting money in different places. You know, this is a big thing I teach with the money leaks, right? Is that we don't want to be wasting money. This has been a concern of mine and my wife's because we know that, you know, money's coming in readily. It's really easy to just spend time doing other things and getting lazy because money's always abundant. It's always there. But, and by the way, people tend to get really nitpicky when money's not there. It's better to do this when money is there. This is when it's best, and this is when you can build up reserves the fastest. And I'm telling you, the 6 months reserves are good. That's just for a rainy day. I'll do a podcast on where to put those reserves, but a lot of it I put in like the bank. I put some in the bank. I put a lot in life insurance because I know I can have it tax-free and earn a better return than the bank, you know, and that kind of thing. And so definitely having those 6 months of expenses are good. Control your expenses and then have at least 6 months worth in place. And you know what? Even having more reserves is not a bad thing. Now, granted, you want to probably deploy some money right now, too, because you want to invest. And by the way, if you don't know where to invest, we should definitely be talking as well, because there are lots of places you can go, and we got to find out what aligns with who you are, what's the best investment for you, not for somebody who's just trying to pitch you. But it's also, we want to make sure that, you know, there's money and opportunity, money for opportunities that might come up, right? But if you have at least the cash reserves, that basis, you know, that if anything were to go wrong, you're okay. Whether the economy tanks or your own personal economy when it comes to your own personal life, your work life or your financial income coming in gets compromised in any way, you want to make sure you address that. Okay, I'm going to throw in a second bonus. A great way to help prepare against a downturn is create multiple streams of income. That's a huge one right there. Multiple streams of income is essential. You know, like you really want to, not just in one place, but you want to have multiple streams in case some go bad, you know, some can. I have streams of income that will come and go from time to time, and that's okay. You know, that's why I build multiple streams. Like I said, last I counted was about 14 different streams. I'm trying to work on that 15th right now. But, you know, that's kind of the thing we focus on is we want to make sure we get the best results possible. And so one I mentioned is your own personal credit, making sure that you have relationships and people that you're connected to that might also have cash or banks and people like that that you know you can get money for when the opportunity arises. Because downturn also means bigger opportunities. It means less people in the game and more chance for you to shine. And then two, make sure that you have good cash reserves. And then the two bonuses I gave is one, control your expenses and make sure you're watching that so you can put away as much as possible, you know, keep as much money as you can in your pocket. And then two, make sure you have multiple streams of income. And then the third one, you know, that I mentioned with banks before is debt to income ratio. This is key too, because sometimes your best opportunity, your best cash flow opportunity is paying off your loans. And it's really tempting when times are good to get a lot more loans. Now, I'm not downplaying loans. Like, for example, you're buying loans to buy assets, right? When you're getting loans like for buying real estate, or, you know, a car is not so much an asset, you know, but at least it's secured somewhat. But it's not as bad as, you know, a credit card necessarily. But be careful of some of the consumer debt, especially that you might consume here. I'll tell you, like, sometimes the people I get when they come to me, they say, "Hey, I'm looking. I got like 20 grand, or I've got, you know, 40, 50 grand to use. What should I do with this? You know, like, how do I get started?" You know what? Sometimes what we end up doing is we end up saying, "Let's pay off some loans." You know, give an example. I had a client about 2 years ago, actually. Yeah, I had a client where she came to me and she's like, "Hey, we got about, you know, $20,000. We want to see if we can buy our first small property, you know, first investment property. Like, we want to create passive income." And they've been referred to me by one of their kids. And I said, "Hey, well, let's take a look." When I looked at her situation, I realized, like, wait a minute, based on the loans I'm seeing here, we could actually use a few grand of this money. You know, it was about, I think it was like 6 grand of that money. And do a refinance and adjust some things here. We could free up about $800 a month. And so that's what we did. So I said, "Hey, we're not actually going to invest in real estate right now. We're going to free up some money. But if we do this all right, we'll free up about $800 a month in total." And so they did. And a few months later, boom, $800 a month was back in their life. Now, that's key, because, hey, if anything were to go wrong, you know, anything happens to their income, at least they know they're safe, right? On top of that, when things aren't going wrong, they can put away more money into savings, which, by the way, they built up that savings, and 6 months later saying, "Okay, we got the reserves built back up. Now, should we go and invest it?" You know, and it's like, yeah, now you're ready. And in fact, by the way, because they paid down some of their loans, you got their debt to income ratios better anyways, so that the banks were willing to give them a better interest rate and give them better loan terms. So there was a method to my madness. There's always an order to do things sometimes, you know. So that's what's kind of fun about this. And so anyways, like, if you're going to prepare for the next downturn, wherever it may come from, and by the way, most downturns are, like we said, like, sometimes the stuff comes, it does come at you slowly, and I think whatever happens will come somewhat gradually. I think it'll surprise us. I really think it's an affordability factor. I think that inflation is a concern. Right now they're saying inflation's fine, but I know that income and wages are just barely finally starting to look decent compared to inflation, the way it's been. It's getting harder and harder to have a lifestyle, so affordability is becoming an issue. So it's like the reason I had Sam Denton on is because I foresee that it's possible that consumer debt, like credit card debts and things like that, might end up becoming a very big opportunity, because there might be a lot of it. There might be a lot of people saying, "Now I can't afford to live month to month," which has already been a problem for years. So anyways, I don't know what the next downturn will be exactly. That's my guess, is that it might be more of an inflation type thing. But, you know, we never know. So the best thing you can do right now is prepare. You know, make sure you have your own personal credit up there, you got good cash reserves, that your debt to income ratio is looking good, that you keep your debt payments as low as possible and as minimal as possible. And then make sure you're controlling your expenses and creating multiple streams of income. That's the best way I know how. Cash flow is ultimately the key here. It really always comes down to cash flow. That's the one thing I wish I would have focused on so much more during the last recession. So guys, I hope this has been beneficial. I know if you've got questions, reach out to me, chris@moneyripples.com, or check out my website. But, you know, guys, I really want you to be prepared. I want you to be the people that come out as rock stars, that you guys have hope, that you have freedom when other people feel like it's been taken away. And the truth is, freedom can never be taken away from you. It's within your grasp. You just got to know how to take advantage of it and be willing to control it and make the decision to do so. So I hope you make a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. and check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.